Vocabulary with comments, list 29, verbs with multiple roots. Now, there's no getting around it. These are obnoxious, and you just have to learn them, that they are odd in their various tense stems. And of course, to understand what I mean by that, you have to understand what a tense stem is. And I recommend that you take some time looking at my big fancy tree of life in the center of the master chart, because that shows you how, based on the 6 tense stems, you can build every form of the verb. So if you know the 6 principal parts of a verb, you really understand that verb inside and out, not just in its present tense. And a good example of that is our first verb, Lego. Okay, Lego, I say, or speak. So it seems like that should be easy if it just followed the regular pattern, but it doesn't. So the future tense is not lengsa or something like that. It's arrow. Now, arrow, that doesn't make sense. Notice it's actually a liquid future, arrow. It has nothing to do with Lego. And that's because it's built on a completely different tense stem. Arrow means I will speak. And then the aorist tense is apon, I spoke. Now, we've seen that before, and it's a really common one, apon, he said. We'll see that a lot in the New Testament, because much of the New Testament is describing what he, she, or it said, apon. That's the aorist tense then. Actually, first person singular, apon, I said. Okay. The perfect form is eureka, I have said. The perfect middle passive form is eremai, I have been told. And you'll notice that said becomes told, and that's just sort of an English translation thing. It's a little odd, but that you have to sort of get used to this with Greek verbs. Sometimes you have to just step back and say, okay, what does that mean? Eremai, perfect passive. Okay, it happened, that I'm the receiver of this, and it's a perfected action. So I have been told. It has been spoken to me, if you like, but that's a little awkward English. But you get the idea. Eremai is the perfect middle or passive tense stem. And then finally, the aorist passive is erethein. I was told. Notice it's in the past, and I'm receiving the action of the verb, aorist passive, erethein, I was told. Okay, so here they are again. Lego, I say or speak. Ero, I will say or speak. Apon, I said. Eureka, I have said. Eremai, I have been told. Erethein, I was told. All right, on to our favorite, erchemai. All right, we've seen this a lot because it's a deponent and it's a second aorist, and here it is, it has multiple roots too. So erchemai means I come or go, but the future tense stem, totally different. Eleusomai, I will come or go. The aorist, we've gotten used to this, right? Eilphon, I came. Or went, I guess. We need to preserve both possibilities with erchemai. Remember, this verb just denotes motion. Eilphon is the aorist, I came or went. And then the perfect active, eleilutha, means I have come or I have gone. So, summarizing, erchemai, I come or go. Eleusomai, I will come or go. Eilphon, I came or went. Eleilutha, I have come or have gone. Next verb, estheo, I eat. Okay, in the future, phagamai, totally different. Phagamai, notice that in the future, do you hear that amai? It's deponent. So again, verbs can be weird in that they can be deponent in one tense stem and not another. So in the future, phagamai means I will eat, not I will be eaten, which would be normal if that were not deponent. But it's deponent. So phagamai means I eat. It's the future tense stem. And then the aorist tense stem, ephagon, I ate. Now notice there is no perfect active, no perfect middle passive, and no aorist passive tense stem on this one. So summarizing, estheo, I eat. Phagamai, I will eat. Ephagon, I ate. Next, horao, which means I see. In the future, opsomai, I will see. Now notice, that's deponent again, opsomai, I will see, not I will be seen. And then in the aorist, eidon, I saw. In the perfect active, heoraka, I have seen. And there is no perfect middle or passive, so we skip to the aorist passive, which is ophthein, I was seen. So summarizing horao, horao means I see, opsomai, I will see, eidon, I saw, heoraka, I have seen, hophthei, I was seen. Next, oida, which is just an odd verb. Oida means I know. Eideso means I will know. That's future. And the aorist is eidein, which means I knew. And finally, phero, which means I carry or bear. In the future, oiso. Totally different, right? Because it's a different stem, okay? Phero, I carry or bear. Oiso, I will carry or bear. The aorist, now notice this is a kappa aorist, which is a little weird. It uses a kappa alpha instead of a sigma alpha, which is really obnoxious of it. But here we go. The aorist form is einenka, which means I carried or bore. The perfect active is enenaka. Enenacha, which means I have carried or have borne. And finally, the aorist passive, enechthein, which means I was carried or was born. So summarizing phero again, phero is I carry or bear, oiso, I will carry or bear, einenka, I carried or bore, enenacha, I have carried or borne, and a nechthein, I was carried or borne.